He's the former East Lansing mayor, and he is running for state representative. And Sam, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. Thank you for having me.
How old are you, Sam?
I just turned 40 this year. Boy. I got involved in politics very young, right out of college at Michigan State University.
You've been a busy guy.
Absolutely. You know, my parents are the type of people who said, you know, you have to be engaged. They're immigrants from India, and they always talked about giving back to the country that gave them so much. And so it was expected of me and my brother to be involved in our communities. And so the opportunity to run for the city council, I took it.
And as the former mayor of East Lansing, you know the political world very well here in the mid-Michigan area, doing very well in business. Why in the world would you want to be a state rep and have a deal with all the challenges that come with that position?
Well, I've been watching the political process over the last few years and been disappointed. As having a global experience that I've had, whether it was through my involvement with the New Economy Initiative or through the city of East Lansing or through the sabbatical I took after I was mayor, I've been watching what the world is doing, what they're investing in, what they are helping their communities and their students create. And I'm watching us in our country, whether it's in the Michigan or at the national level, just cutting and cutting and cutting. I spent a month in China, and just the investment they are making in their universities, the push that they are having with their young people to get degrees in engineering, computer sciences, the things that are going to be the innovation of the next 100 years, I'm afraid that if we aren't looking at investment, if we're not talking about those issues, our country is going to be further and further behind on the world stage.
Sam, what caused us? It seems like we just dropped the ball when it came to this. We used to be the leaders when it came in educating our smart people, when it came to educating our people, period, when it came to innovation and investment, and we just seem to get lost. From your perspective, what happened?
Well, you know, we've been a type of country that has always been about investing, especially in education. I think over the years, we've got complacent. You know, there's been this movement that says that we shouldn't talk about taxes or revenue. And unfortunately, what that means is that we have to cut our K through 12 systems. We have to cut our higher education systems. And we know now, I mean, our businesses need people who are globally prepared, that are ready for business opportunities once they graduate. And if we don't have the resources to train them, to adequately prepare them, we're not going to succeed. In my travels, I, you know, saw young people speaking 3-4 different languages in elementary school. You know, we don't have a coordinated language opportunity for elementary school across the board. We have some great pilot programs that are happening in individual schools, but we should be encouraging our young people all to have a language. And it can't be the languages of when I went to school, of just, you know, German, French, or Spanish. We need to be talking about Mandarin, Hindi, the rise of the Brazilian markets. We should be talking about Portuguese. But those are the types of dialogue and discussion that I see are missing in Lansing as well as in Washington, D.C. I said, you know, for me to just sit on the sidelines and not have that level of conversation coming forward, that was something I wasn't prepared to do. I want to see that type of change. I want that type of dialogue of investment to be at the forefront of the conversation, not about how we can cut our way through budgets. And we've done that for 10 years.
Yesterday, you held a community conversation and you discussed strategies to position mid-Michigan in the global economy. Talk about that event and what you think the strategies are and what you maybe learned via feedback.
Sure. We had a great turnout of people from a diverse background. We had small business leaders. We had people from Michigan State University. We had even students who are pursuing degrees, you know, at our session. And we talked about the things that communities are doing across the country and what we should be doing differently or what we should be expanding here in the mid-Michigan area. We talked about exports. The president has made a very bold goal of doubling exports, and we talked about how we could do that here in mid-Michigan. We talked about the great resource that Michigan State University is. We've got 23,000 foreign students that are studying in our public universities. There's over 6,000 at Michigan State University. How do we tie these students with their backgrounds, many of them getting their master's degrees and PhDs in computer science and engineering? How do we tie them to our businesses that need that talent or how do we help those businesses that want to expand into different countries? How can we take students from China, for example, that are at Michigan State University and work with small businesses that want to export their products to China? How do we make those types of connections? And so that was part of the dialogue that we held yesterday at the Hanna Community Center.
All right, Sam Singh is the former East Lansing City Council member and mayor. He's running for state representative. Sam, I'm sure we'll have some more dialogue as we get closer to the election. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.